Joining us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score, former Bear, and we must say this week, former Packers quarterback Jim McMahon, joining us on WSCR The Score. Hello, Jim.
What's going on, guys?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm sitting there looking at the beach in Hawaii.
Wow.
I'm over here with some wounded veterans for the Pro Bowl and then just having some fun, and then I'll be in Dallas next week for the Super Bowl.
You know, I have to applaud you because there was the video that Fred Mitchell took at the recent gathering when you were really very candid in talking about what you've been dealing with memory issues and how the test that you were undergoing. And I think it's the first time somebody really from your generation has been that candid about it and saying, look, yeah, this really has been an issue because a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Why do you seem more comfortable discussing those things than others, I guess?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember it. No, I'm just kidding.
Easy joke.
Yep, he got us.
I mean, it's not a, it's just part of the game after football. I mean, later on in life, you know, it's not the big hard hits that really get you. It's the continuous, you know, repetitive hits over and over and over and again, you know, for years. And that's, you know, it's going to be a problem for guys down the road. You know, I still, you know, I'm not as bad as it came off with Fred there, but, you know, I go into rooms and forget what I went in there for and, you know, stuff like that. It's not, you know, devastating yet, but it's definitely an issue. I mean, you know, I did some work with some neurosurgeons when I first retired, and they taught me a lot about the brain injuries and this and that. So I'm very familiar with what's going on in my own body, for sure.
Well, you know, and now, Jim, they've made everything so that I think we debated this a couple of years ago about if football players were aware of all this. And I said, well, you know, in the last couple of years, everybody's just done a better job of making all the players. If they weren't aware, maybe some of them don't want to be aware of what you're talking about. But I would think now it's pretty safe to say that if you're playing football, you understand what's going on here. You get it.
Yeah, they should. I mean, it's being taught to them from, you know, early on. You know, the only way to get rid of the head injury is to take the helmets off. That's the only way it's going to happen because the helmets are getting so good these days that guys are relying on that, and it's not right. It's not safe.
And what's funny, it's against this backdrop of awareness of physical risk that we still have active players who are weighing in immediately trying to light Jay Cutler on fire for being too injured to play. And we're talking about being understanding what's at stake, understanding the risks. And here they are saying, this guy's a sissy. This guy's a pussycat. He's not tough enough. He should be out there playing. What did you make of this whole storm around Jay Cutler?
Well, I was as surprised as anybody else that he wasn't back in the ball game. You know, I can only speak for myself. You know, the way I played, they would have had to drag me out of that game. But, you know, I don't know the extent. I don't know Jay. I don't know the extent of his injury. Obviously, he felt that he couldn't go. I mean, that's just, you know, some people can play with injuries. Some people can't, you know.
Even though the doctors told him not to play, he went out there for a series and tried and couldn't play, said he had no stability in the knee. Jim, where do you draw the line between, I understand what you're saying, the macho. That's what a lot of people believe. But actually, like, having no mobility faced with that pet, I mean, you're just sort of inviting disaster, and I don't know if you're really helping the Bears.
Well, again, I mean, that's a lot of people are different. Every individual is different. But I know a doctor cannot tell me that I'm not going back in unless it's a head injury, you know, like a concussion or something like that. Then the doctor cannot let you back in the ballgame. But for, you know, any other, you know, a knee or an ankle or, you know, an arm, something like that, it's a player's decision whether he goes back in or not.
We should mention that Jim is working closely with Bodog.net and working with some prop bets for the Super Bowl, such as who wins the opening coin toss, what's the length of the national anthem, what are the, actually, they're taking, this is real, what color will the Gatorade be that's poured out over the winning coach's head? There are 500 prop bets offered at Bodog, Bodog.net, be a player. You know, we still strike this balance between what constitutes toughness and what constitutes stupidity, in what your how your team would have the best chance to win. I think that's what it gets down to for me, is saying, look, I might be the toughest guy in the world and want to get out there and I want to play, but at what point does it become selfish?
Well, again, everybody's different, man. You just got to I guess he felt that he couldn't be a help to the team, and that's a good thing to do, to get out and let somebody else that's healthy get in there. But you know how Chicago is. You know how those fans are. They love their, you know, they love their guys to be out there no matter what.
Which is really, you know, in some cases when I look at this and I think about, see, Jim, I don't mind giving people a beating if they deserve it. If they 100% deserve it, and whether it's an athlete or anybody else, some things are more important to me than football or whatever, but I don't care. That's absolutely fine. He's a fair target. But in this case, the reaction, I don't know how anybody would react to so many of their well, I don't want to say peers, but guys that, you know, it's still in the league, guys out of the league, all of them just piling on Jay Cutler when clearly we know what happened now. We absolutely know what happened. So in your mind, is it fair what's happened to Jay?
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt anything. You know, a lot of things aren't fair in this, you know, life and world, but you know, it all starts with, you know, the press. I mean, from what I've been hearing, I haven't been back in Chicago for a couple of weeks, but I've been hearing they're just crucifying him.
Well, it started with the players. It wasn't. It didn't begin with the press. It began with other active.
Well, see, that's all that tweet or Twitter,
right,
whatever they call that crap. I mean, who's got time to sit there and follow it anyway? I don't do it, so I don't even know what they were talking about.
Well, when you were an active player, if Twitter were around, you don't think you would have done it?
No.
Why not?
I don't do it now. It's, you know, who's got time to sit and do that and read all that crap that's on there? I mean, I got better things to do.
Because it seems now that the agents and marketing guys use it as brand building, and they tell them, look, that if you got to have your name out there if you want to be known. And if you're not going to be out there for enough snaps, you might have to, or your team's not in the playoffs. One way to keep injecting yourself into the public consciousness is by saying things one sentence at a time.
Well, people want to be known for that, then that's their problem. And I don't need to be sticking my face into the Twitter and all that other crap. I mean, I just let them do it.
Okay, and you're sure that if there was a row when you were playing, you might not have done it because you were known for being the kind of, you know, a little outrageous, a little this, a little bit of that, which a lot of these guys are. I'll say that not all of them are. Some of them just think their life is that interesting, so they're going to constantly tell you about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's life's that interesting. You got to sit and tell everybody about it every second of the day. I mean, it's crazy.
If you were, is there any way, do you think that Jay, because, I mean, I know you're in, God, I wish I was there too. I'd love to be there. I know it's probably warm. Is there any way Jay Cutler can recover from this? Because I'm telling you, Jim, this is monumental. This isn't like a game play. This is a monumental storm that's hit him. What is no doubt a permanent stain, because whatever, it doesn't matter. Really, it does. People don't care, and some Bears fans don't. What do you do? How do you get that back? Does winning still wash away all of that? Because I don't know really if the Bears are good enough to ever win a Super Bowl. I don't know that. How do you do this?
You got me, kid. But winning does cure a lot of things. If they would have won, you know, then we wouldn't even be talking about it. They wouldn't even be talking about Jay not playing. Had Caleb, you know, he did a heck of a job coming in there late and almost pulled it out. But if they had won that game, none of this would be talking about it.
You know, what's lost in this is that we've got a hell of a Super Bowl that with a really good Packers team playing its best ball of the year against the Steelers, and its two heritage franchises and big-time quarterbacks. How do you like the game? What are you looking at right now as you size it up?
I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I know they had a shootout that they played last year, and it's probably going to be something like that again. But I just think that the Packers, the way they've they've overcome a lot of adversity this year with a bunch of injuries. They just seem like a team of destiny right now. And I think McCarthy should be coach of the year for what he's done, getting those guys into the bowl with all those people injured early. You know, and then Pittsburgh is, of course, they're a storied franchise. They've been there six times or eight times, however many it is, and so they know how to win those games. But I would, if I was a betting man, I would put my money on the Packers just because I think that it's just destiny for them this year.
And you would do that through bodog.net, of course.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
All right, Jim, we appreciate you jumping on with us, because I'd sooner be sitting on the beach in Hawaii than talking to us, to be honest with you. That sounds much more pleasant.
Yeah, I'm going to head down and see my wounded guys. They're waiting for me down there at the restaurant. So I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, bye-bye.
Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterback.